First, I hope you can make this connection. You might want to write the idea down. Fear is the father of all things mediocre. Fear is the father of mediocrity. We don't know how rampant fear is in our life. Secondly, regarding our talk, remember, I don't know if they still do this, but you go to a court and you promise, you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help God. You can't yet do this, but you can set the intention. I promise to see the truth and nothing but the truth, so help me God. I promise to see the truth and nothing but the truth of myself, so help me God. And God will help you. That's a fact. And the last thing I want to say is that I had a summary key lesson that I ran out of time, and I'll ask it to go up on the screen now. It says, no matter how fast or far we may run, it is impossible to outdistance, let alone hide from what we don't want to see in ourselves. No matter how fast or far we may run, it is impossible to outdistance, let alone hide from what we don't want to see in ourselves. And I think it's critically important to help you understand that when I say to not run or hide from what we don't want to see in ourselves, that doesn't mean that we see what we do in ourselves and then resist or reject or judge ourselves for what is being shown. To see the truth of ourselves as we are is really the way in which that which can see these things begins to exert its influence over that consciousness, so that we are in a new relationship, as uncertain and unknown as that new relationship must be. Still, do I agree? Because to whatever extent it's true, it's so obvious that to hide from myself the things that I don't want to know are true is a fool's errand. And lastly, that the truth would never show me these things if there weren't something more significant to be gleaned from their revelation.